Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Family-friendly Halloween activities. Want to celebrate Halloween with the kiddos all weekend long? Churches, businesses, and organizations all around Midland provide plenty of fun, candy, games, bounce houses, and more for the families of the tall city. Come dressed to impress and to burn off energy. Thursday, gather with friends and family for the 10th annual MLK Community Center Halloween Fest. Tons of candy, games, costume recognitions, and more fit the bill. The festivities will be held in the MLK Park next door from 6 to 8 p.m. at 3200 Butternut Lane. Visiting Angels and Rays of Hope host their third annual Trunk or Treat in the Claydesta Towers parking lot from 3 to 5 p.m. Wear your costumes at 10 Desta Drive. Friday, KW and Greenbelt Vet wants participants to enjoy pounds of candy, perfect family picture moments, and voting for their favorite and least favorite trunks. Dogs need to be fully vaccinated and on leash. 6 to 8 p.m. at 4920 North Midland, North Midkiff. Saturday, Midland Animal Services comes full swing with their Barktoberfest. Activities include a doggy dash, pie eating contest, bounce house, face painting, costume contest, vendors, food trucks, and more. Organizers will also be giving out free microchips to pets. The Barking Fun event runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Beale Park, 5200 West Wall. Candy, food, music, and fun make up the fourth annual Latin Edge Car Club Trunk or Treat. Prizes will be given to first, second, and third place winners from the Kids Costume Contest and the Best Decorative Trunk Contest, 3 to 7 p.m. at Staples, 4509 Navarro Drive. The Orchard Church will have a jump house, games, food, and more at their Halloween Carnival. The event remains free to the public and runs from 5 to 7 p.m. at 6112 North Big Spring. From 4 to 8 p.m., the Rig Restaurant will hold a trunk or treat and car meet. Bring your stellar costumes and hottest rides at 5701 Starboard Drive. Head over to the Big Sky Drive-In to join the Midland County Sheriff's Office in a free screening of three options: Hotel Transylvania 3 and How to Train Your Dragon Hidden World, Sonic and Peter Rabbit 2 Runaway, and Pokemon Detective Pikachu and Tom and Jerry. Doors open at 5 p.m. Shows start at 7:25 p.m. 6200 West Highway 80. Sunday. Hot dogs, popcorn, cotton candy, and it's all free. First Christian Church will host the Walking Trunk or Treat event from 4 to 6 p.m. at 1301 West Louisiana. Want to have some fun before the sun sets? VFW Post 4149 Auxiliary will have a raffle, games, candy, and more at their 5 p.m. Hallow-Eves Trunk or Treat Hangout, 409 Veterans Air Park Lane. The Midland Bible Church's Country Fair includes inflatables, game booths, food, and lots of candy. 4 to 7 p.m. at 5900 Whitman Drive. Morgan Taylor Thomas. What's up with Midland? At the Blue Door. Scary Movie Trivia, Thursday. At the Horseshoe Arena. Power of the Purse, Thursday. Cruise for a Cause Car Show, Saturday. Micro Market, Bar Crawl, Saturday. At the Midland Beer Garden. Pride Center Halloween Party, Friday. Scaraoke Contest, Saturday. At Midland Community Theater. Of Men and Cars, Friday and Saturday, and November 4th and 5th, and 11th and 12th. Midland's Trail of Horrors, Friday through Monday. Miss Casey's Wonderland, Pumpkin Patch and Photo Ops, all of October. At the Museum of the Southwest, Midland Downtown Farmers Market, Saturday. At the Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center, Blue October, Thursday. Jamie Johnson Live in Concert with special guest Kylie Frey, Sunday. Three things to do in Midland. Kick off your boots, buy some new ones. Lucchese Bootmaker Midland County will hold its grand opening party, full of West Texas love. Cat Spring native Carson Jeffrey brings the classically modern country tunes, while Lone Star River Ranch provides the drinks and Half Acre the food. Lucchese started making boots in and for the Lone Star State in 1883 and have won the hearts of cowgirls and cowboys and city slickers alike since then. Admission to the event is free, 5 to 9 p.m. Friday. Music at 6:30 p.m. 2705 North Big Spring. Help a good cause via car show. With proceeds going toward providing support and resources to individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities, the second annual Cruise for a Cause car show races through the Horseshoe Arena. Vendors will be set up throughout the event, and kids can enjoy their dedicated zone, some Halloween activities included. Trophies will be awarded to the best in-class car, truck, jeep, bike, special interest, rat rod, paint, interior, engine, client's choice, and people's choice. The entry fee for vehicles stands at $40, while general admission into the spectacle remains free. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday at 2514 Arena Trail. Indulge in abstract self-care. A bit of this and a bit of that, a metaphysical festival and market takes over the Higher Vibes Creation Venue Center. Hosted by Higher Vibe Tribe, 31 merchants will fill the outdoor area. Some include Tree of Life Wellness, Moon's Candlers Metaphysical, Crafty Cupcakes, Texas Rock and Trade Company, Royal Nails, Yaya Wands, West Texas Candles, Solely Divine, and more. To see a full list of vendors, visit facebook.com/HigherVibeCreations. Expect a $5 entry fee or buy a ticket at bit.ly/3VYOJQ2. Ages 3 and under free, 4 to 10 p.m. Saturday at 710 East County Road 60. Morgan Taylor Thomas. Review. Painfully Beautiful of Men and Cars is an MCT must-see by Morgan Taylor Thomas. After reading the short synopsis for Of Men and Cars on the Midland Community Theater website, I honestly didn't think the show would intrigue me. Not because MCT lacks talent, if you think that, try again, or that I couldn't find anything approachable in those 100 words, but because I figured I'd be watching another drawn-out comedic coming-of-age production, only slightly funny and painfully obvious to viewers. Yet 5 minutes into the local production, I became encapsulated. From a beautifully written script, full of belly-aching and jokes and harsh realities, to a cast perfectly fit for each role, Of Men and Cars stands not only as a must-see for every Midlander, but also as the best act I've encountered to date on the neighborhood stage. Written by Jim Gogan, the story follows his life starting at just 4 years old and well into adulthood, forcing his dad's love for Ford Motors into every impactful life lesson depicted throughout the two-hour shindig. Gogan allows the audience to see deeper into who his father was and how he impacted who Gogan became. While playing the role of Jim, Daniel Collins exceeds expectations. The back-from-retirement MCT veteran delivers every line timely and professionally, pairing the perfect facial expressions and superb directed audience engagement with each roll of his tongue, never breaking the fourth wall. An engaging and admirable and actor to watch, Collins portrays the progression of finding who you're meant to be with poise and dignity, both refreshing and somber to watch. A real-life father to five, Daryl Berry, playing Gogan's dad, Roy, dips deep into personal experiences. The fan favorite sticks to his guns like any true World War II veteran father would and makes his opinion known, no matter how irritating or repetitive they seem to Collins. Yet, with every war story and 1,000-yard stare, audience members can't help but sympathize, a truly clever performance. Each ensemble member juggles an array of characters, nailing them all and actively changing the crowd's mind with each spoken word. Jerry Morgan plays the roles of mom and agent, while Melanie Collins gets loud laughs as the neighbor's wife and LA BMW saleswoman. Brent Miller takes on Mr. Two Fingers, Sarah January, a T-boning brat, Elijah Rivera, the childhood best friend, and Brandon Thomason, the expensive tree-loving guy next door. These are not all the roles played by members of the ensemble. To see the rest, go to a showing. However, the most praiseworthy aspect of all lies within the entire cast's ability to relate to audience members of all ages, not just those who started life in the 50s. Every time someone spit out a frugal spending joke, I saw my dad and his tightly held wallet. Every fixer-up and driving lesson on the vital 1939 Ford, my grandfather and his can-do spirit. He collects antiques, so I drove a black 57 Chevy in high school. Every scene Collins fights back with unwavering sarcasm, my younger brother and his fast mouth. And every second independence mixed with a longing for the warmth of familiarity filled the space. I saw myself. Of Men and Cars is not a story of a boy becoming a man, or a father learning to loosen the reins. It's a biographical encounter of what it truly means to find yourself through the never-ending trials of life, the heart-wrenching truths of who we are because of where we and our parents have been, and how each day, whether we like it or not, very well could be our last. At a glance. What? Of Men in Cars. Who? Midland Community Theater. When? 7:30 p.m., October 28th and 29th, and November 4th and 5th and 11th and 12th. Where? Maybe Theater 2, 2000 West Wadley in Midland. Tickets, mctmidland.org. Score, 5 stars out of 5 stars, hands down.
Here are some obituaries that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, October 27. Our beloved brother, Anthony Bavacqua, also known as Tony Bavacqua, passed away October 8th in Round Rock, Texas, after a short illness. Tony was born December 22, 1960, in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, to Gertrude Bjornson Bavacqua and Louis Bavacqua Sr. He graduated in 1979 from Robert E. Lee High School, now Legacy High School in Midland. He was the owner-manager of Artcraft Monument Company in Austin, Texas, where he resided for many years. He was preceded in death by his parents and his brother Louis Bavacqua Jr. He is survived by his sister Lucretia Bavacqua of Midland and Anna Brewer of Plano, Texas, as well as several nephews and numerous cousins. A memorial service is planned for a future date. Mary Lou Charles Bishop passed away quietly in her home in Tyler, Texas, on October 17th, with much of her family by her side. She was 94 years old. She was born in Corpus Christi, Texas, on July 14th, 1928, to Elam and Elaine Charles. Mary Lou grew up in Dallas, Texas, and graduated from Sunset High School in May 1945. Mary Lou married William Bill Bishop on January 26, 1952, and they remained married for 57 years until his death in May 2009. They resided in Fort Worth, Lubbock, and Dallas before moving to Houston and then Midland to raise their family. She moved to Tyler in 2014 to be close to her daughter. Mary Lou is survived by her sons, Jean and wife Leslie, John and wife Winifred, Michael and wife Jeanette, daughter Jean Rickman and husband John, as well as several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. In lieu of flowers, you may make a donation to the World Wildlife Fund, the ASPCA, or a charity of your choice. Burial for Mary will be held Saturday, October 29th at 3 p.m. at Rest Haven Memorial Park, 4616 North Big Spring Street in Midland. Following the burial will be a funeral service at 4 p.m. at Ellis Rest Haven Funeral Home, 4616 North Big Spring Street in Midland. Fond memories and expressions of sympathy may be shared at www.ellisfunerals.com for the Bishop family. Tommy Shands, age 54, passed away on October 21st. He was born on April 5th, 1968, in Barstow, California, born to Tommy and Patricia Shands. Tommy spent his childhood in Snyder, Texas, and then moved to Odessa, Texas, with his family. He proudly graduated from Permian High School in 1986, where he was elected Mr. PHS. Tommy then attended Odessa College and later graduated from Southwest Texas State University in San Marcos, attaining his BA in business. Tommy spent the majority of his life in West Texas, mainly calling Odessa his home. He managed and operated Moxie Insurance Agency. Tommy is survived by his mother, Patricia Shands of Odessa, sister and brother-in-law, Jenny and Michael Leffert, currently of Ketchum, Idaho, sons Lane and wife Hallie Shands of Inez, Casey Shands of Stanton, T.J. Shands of Stanton, Keith and wife Chelsea Trower of Odessa, daughters Lacey Harkey of Odessa, Vanessa and husband Vince Gaona of Midland, as well as several grandchildren. Tommy is preceded in death by his father, Tommy Shands Sr., aunts Judy Sturman, Vicky Sola, uncle Dusty Land, and cousin Brandy Land. A visitation will be held at Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home in Odessa from 6 to 8 on Thursday, October 27th, followed by the memorial service, which will be held on Friday at 10 a.m., October 28th. After the memorial service, the family invites anyone who would like to join to a round of golf and celebration of life for Tommy at Radliff Ranch Golf Links, his home course, at 145. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to Tommy's memory to the charity Sky High for Kids. Annie Ruth Jackson, age 65 of Midland, passed away on October 21st. Funeral service will be held on Saturday, October 29th at 9 a.m. at Goodwill Baptist Church with Pastor Woodrow Bailey officiating. Interment will follow at Rest Haven Memorial Park Cemetery. Funeral arrangements are entrusted to Avalos Sanchez and Thomas Funeral Home. Online condolences can be received at www.asanchestfh.com.
Laminectomy or sciatica. Dear Dr. Roach, my wife, age 84, has suffered from sciatica for most of her life. For the last 3 years, she has been confined to a wheelchair. She has tried therapy, acupuncture, and other measures to no avail. Now her surgeon suggest a laminectomy. Might that help? BC. Answer. Sciatica is the sensation of lower back pain, usually radiating down the leg, and is most commonly caused by physical pressure on the sciatic nerve, a very large nerve running down the length of the leg. However, there are many different conditions that can cause these symptoms, and only a few of them are helped with surgery. A person who has been confined to a wheelchair for 3 years tends to have a worse prognosis, but I just don't have enough information to say whether surgery might help her. Most surgeons are very cautious about recommending surgery, so I would take this suggestion seriously and also consider a second surgical opinion.
This is the Dear Abby column that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on October 27th. Depressed mom can't overcome grief about her empty nest. Dear Abby, I've been married for 22 years. Our son is leaving for Marine boot camp the day after his 18th birthday. He will be a third-generation Marine, and we are extremely proud of him. He will be stationed in California, several states away from us. Our soon-to-be 21-year-old daughter graduated from college, and we are also very proud of her. She lives an hour and a half away. My problem is, although we see our daughter often, every time she goes home, I'm grief-stricken and break down. The idea of her son leaving has me grief-stricken as well. I can't even look at him without breaking down and crying. I cry daily, sometimes for hours. I'm severely depressed to the point that I sometimes don't make it to work. I have broken down at work as well. I'm heartbroken over becoming an empty nester. I'm crying just writing this. I haven't been this sad since my dear mom passed away a few years ago. I know I have to get it together, and this is not healthy. I also know how blessed I am to have children who are ambitious and healthy enough to fly on their own. I used to be particular about my appearance and no longer care about that. Is this normal? Signed, Tearful in Michigan. Dear Tearful, while it is normal to feel sadness when children leave the nest, the symptoms you have described are those of severe depression. I'm glad you wrote because it gives me the opportunity to advise you to talk to your physician about what's been going on. You may be grieving not only the fact that your children are leaving, but also for the loss of your former life as a young wife and mother. There is medical and psychological help for the pain you are experiencing. A licensed therapist will help you regain your emotional balance. Please don't wait to reach out. Dear Abby, I rent a room from an elderly gentleman. His daughter also lives with him. I have paid to have the general area of the home cleaned for him because of his age. His daughter contributes nothing at all and leaves the kitchen a complete mess along with the rest of the home. He never says anything to her about it. She's basically lazy and sloppy and takes advantage of her father. Should I stop paying for the cleaning service because of her actions? Signed, Lending a Hand in Florida. Dear Lending, what's going on doesn't seem fair. Talk to your landlord and ask if the money you are paying for rent could be reduced by the amount you have been paying the cleaner. And if he refuses, consider finding another place to live. Dear Abby, my friend wears a retainer and removes it at the dinner table, even in restaurants. How do I tell her that it attracts a lot of attention and it is gross to witness? Signed, Can't Unsee It in New York. Dear Can't Unsee, say it in plain English. Suggest she visit the ladies' room to remove her retainer and carry its container in her purse, because when you see her do this, it ruins your appetite.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.